Speaking on this program is Brother Winford Claiborne.
The Word of God teaches that Jesus Christ came into the world from God the Father, that He returned to God when His mission on earth was completed, and that He is coming again at the end of the age. Jesus and some Jewish leaders had an intense discussion about who He was and why He came into the world. He accused the Jewish leaders of imitating their father, the devil. Then He said to them, "If God were your Father, you would love Me, for I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither came I of Myself, but He sent Me." John 8:42. This verse is just one of the many which teach that Jesus Christ came directly from God to teach men the way of God and to redeem them from their sins. A number of biblical passages teach that Jesus would return to the Father. But I want to mention just one which says He did. After Jesus had given the apostles final instructions, He led them out as far as Bethany and lifted up His hands and blessed them. And it came to pass, while He blessed them, He was parted from them and carried up into heaven. And they worshipped Him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy and were continually in the temple praising and blessing God. Luke 24:50-53. Luke has more to say about the Lord's ascension in Acts 1:9-11, but I shall not take time to read it today. These and many other biblical passages make it plain that Jesus came to earth from God the Father, and that He has returned to Him. Is He coming again to receive His own? Paul wrote as follows to the Philippians, "Our citizenship is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ." Philippians 3:20. The word "look" in this verse I have just read should be rendered "wait." The New American Standard Bible translates the word "eagerly wait." A.T. Robertson's Word Pictures of the New Testament says that the word vividly pictures Paul's eagerness for the second coming of Christ as the normal attitude of the Christian colonist whose home is heaven. Volume 4, page 457. You may or may not believe Jesus Christ is coming again, but the Bible unquestionably teaches that He is coming. No passage teaches it more beautifully than this. "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God. Believe also in Me. In My Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto Myself, that where I am, there you may be also." John 14:1-3. Many people in our world, especially the dispensationalists, set dates for the Lord's second coming. John Hagee's newest book, The Final Dawn Over Jerusalem, affirms that the end of the world as we know it is drawing near. Page 132. It is appropriate to ask, how near? Will the end come in the next year or two? Nobody on this earth knows, nor is it possible to know. Hagee dogmatically states, without doubt, we are the terminal generation. Page 182. I wonder if John Hagee has forgotten that Hal Lindsey made the same unfounded and unbiblical statement in his book, The Terminal Generation, in 1971. Why do theologians make such ridiculous predictions in the face of simple and plain New Testament teaching? The Apostle Peter said, "But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth and the works therein shall be burned up." 2 Peter 3:10. But nobody knows when that event will take place. Thank you, and may God bless you.